Mystery Crate has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome, Mystery Craters, to Allison Turner's Holiday Spectacular. I'm joined, as always, on Allison Turner's Holiday Spectacular by none other than Allison Turner. Allison, now it's when you talk.
I mean, this is so weird because you're making it like it's something we've done before. And you sent a text saying we're going to do a holiday spectacular. And I was like, I'm out. What's happening?
What
so
do you mean?
How did this happen? This is another one of your, like, where'd you go?
All right. Welcome and season's greetings to everybody. My name's Billy Gill. And that's Allison Turner. And we're here to spread some holiday cheer. And if you're wondering how this whole thing started, Allison, thank you for getting into that story. This started because you seemed a little bit down on the holidays.
Let's start again.
What do you mean, let's start again?
Intro again?
What do you mean?
I don't know. It wasn't so clean.
No, it was good.
A clean pickup.
Well, hold on a second. So, guys, if you're just joining us now for the Allison Turner Holiday Spectacular, we're going to be joined by a number of guests today. We're here to kind of help spread some holiday cheer because I feel like, Allison, and maybe I'm misrepresenting this, but I feel like you might have been a little bit down on the holidays.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the past or just this, like, this particular holiday?
This particular holiday. So this all started because Allison was telling me that she's out, and you saw it on Twitter. She said that she's out on Christmas music, and then she went as far as to tell me that she heard too much Christmas music when she was at the mall, and she went to get her nails.
I wasn't at the mall.
Okay.
No,
she heard too much. She had too much Christmas music going on, and then she went to do her nails, and while she was doing her nails, she got all of the employees at the nail salon to agree with her that there was too much Christmas music going on. How much of that is true?
Very little of that is true.
Are you over holiday music?
I mean, it's annoying.
Really?
It's really annoying.
Why is that?
Yeah. I mean, it's annoying. It's because it's the same song over and over again. And they're not
really, you know what that means. It is time for one of our special guests. All right. Season's greetings, Allison Turner. We're joined now by a mystery guest. Mystery guest, reveal yourself.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, God.
It is I, the spirit of Christmas everlasting. So.
That is Lorenzo Rodriguez, Allison Turner, and it seemed to be his wife yelling
are you
at him that he's making too much noise.
Wait, you can hear that? You can hear that?
No, are you regretting that he's the lead in this of your parade of guests?
What do you mean?
Are you regretting that? I mean, you're leading off with Lorenzo?
Well, I feel like no one is better to spread some holiday cheer than Lorenzo.
Allison, what's the matter?
I mean, he does love
what's
the holidays.
What's happening here?
I mean, he loves the holidays. But we both just experienced, like,
if I could choose to have the holidays go on for the entire year, I would make that happen. I would.
Do you decorate in your house?
Alas, we did not. We're not going to be here this Christmas. We're actually traveling. We're going to the frigid north. We're going up to Buffalo.
Wait, you have no holiday decorations up? I can't believe that.
We have a wreath. We have some little knickknacks here. I have a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree, a little miserable tree that has like one ornament on it. Love Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, you know what that means. Another special guest. All right, guest number two on Allison Turner's Holiday Spectacular. Reveal yourself.
This is the ghost of Christmas past.
Oh,
here to remind you of that one time you got the bottle of Hendrix gin and dropped it on the ground. Ooh.
That was so good. It just fell out of the bag underneath it. A helpful hint, if you buy a bottle of Hendrick's gin, make sure you hold the bottom of it.
How was that? In a bag. For a little festive holiday appearance.
Charlie.
No, it's the ghost of, it's the ghost of Christmas past. What are you talking about, Charlie?
Oh, it is? Sorry, is that what it is?
Allison!
Wait, Charlie, what do you
I hope you fed your cat!
I mean, this is so strange. I hate this podcast.
Are you in the Christmas spirit?
She's not. She's a super Grinch right now.
Allison, speaking of which, you haven't let me tell you my top Christmas movies to get you in the mood for the holidays.
Lorenzo, we'll get to you. Hold on. I can't pod you down, but we'll get to that in a second. Sorry. Go on, Allison.
Lorenzo, pod yourself down.
Yeah, pod yourself down, Lorenzo.
But wait.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, Charlie, and have a happy holidays.
Charlie, that was horrible.
Forget to go catch the refrigerator! Because it's running!
I think now you see, Allison White, is that we never got a podcast with Charlie.
Yeah, I know. It always becomes clear whenever we do these, test runs.
Doesn't that royalty-free music get you in the mood?
Allison, before you answer that, let me ask you a question. Hiring. It could be challenging, right? But there's one place you can go where hiring is smart, simple, fast, and growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner experienced how challenging hiring can be after unsuccessfully searching for a new game artist to grow with her education tech company. But then she switched to ZipRecruiter and saw an immediate difference. And you can, too, by signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/crate. Allison, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. And by using ZipRecruiter's screening questions to filter candidates, Gretchen found it easier to focus on the best ones. Then, find the right one. In fact, after posting her job on ZipRecruiter, Gretchen said she was honestly surprised she found qualified applicants so quickly and hired a new game artist in less than 2 weeks, Allison, less than 2 weeks. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/crate. That's ZipRecruiter.com/crate. All right, now you can answer Lorenzo's question.
I didn't hear what you said. Did you say that doesn't the music get me excited and get me in the spirit?
Allison, there's no holiday song that gets you, jolly or filled with mirth?
No.
There has to be one. What about Mariah Carey's?
I promise you there's not a holiday
Christmas
or a song. No.
That's like the king of all Christmas songs.
There has to be something that gets you in the holiday mood. I mean, you're here telling us that you're not, down on the holidays, but, you've poo-pooed everything so far.
I'm not down on the holidays, but it's not like I don't hear a song and I'm like, yes, I can't wait for this.
What about walking through a mall or like a somewhere smelling, I don't know, peppermint or pine baking?
Does the opposite. I mean, I like cookies, but it doesn't make me excited about,
hot chocolate with marshmallows.
Billy, are you regretting it now or no?
No, I'm not regretting it. Why would I regret this?
Oh, I'm just wondering if you're regretting your leadoff. That's all.
No, not at all.
Leadoff. I'm here for the whole adventure, Allison.
I know you're here for the adventure. You're not.
You like it or not.
It'll never happen.
I mean, if this music doesn't...
All right, you know what that means. We have another guest. Guest, identify yourself.
Is the guest me?
It's Elizabeth from ESPN, Allison's only Bristol friend.
Oh, my God.
Welcome, Elizabeth, to Allison's Holiday Spectacular.
Thank you for having me. This appearance is the only gift I need for the holidays.
Well, Elizabeth, I'm hoping that you're bringing with you a little bit of holiday cheer, because Allison's very down on the holidays, and so far our guests have not brought any more holiday cheer for her.
In fact,
I think Lorenzo is getting her to hate the holidays even more.
Not true.
Well, like the happiest person I know.
Thank you. I still have so many things to get to. I have holidays around the world. I have Coquito, how to make the best Coquito ever. I have my top Christmas movies that even Allison will get the spirit from.
Have you already shared your top Christmas movies?
I have not, but I can just like sprinkle them in and you can tell me. I feel like you can you know what a good holiday Christmas movie is. We can go like the obscure route and do like Bridget Jones's Diary. That does take place during Christmas.
That's not a Christmas movie.
It totally is.
Allison, at this point in time, what would bring up the most Christmas cheer for you? Would it be the Christmas movie list, or would it be Lorenzo telling us about holidays around the world?
I feel like there's zero chance that it will change from this conversation to, I mean, there's nothing. I think it's an impossible task.
Allison, did you hear the news about Mariah Carey? What's that for you? Do you like Mariah Carey?
What is the news?
That like 20 plus years after its release, All I Want for Christmas Is You has hit number one on the charts, like yesterday.
Wow, Allison, you would love that.
Doesn't do anything for me. Elizabeth, does the Christmas songs get you in the Christmas spirit?
Yeah, I have like many Christmas playlists on my phone.
How about the smell of pine cones? Or what was the other thing you said, Lorenzo?
Christmas tree pine.
Of course.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've never had a
Christmas. And hot chocolate and cookies, and in our case, lechon.
Chestnuts
roast.
Roasting by the open fire.
I don't do the chestnuts. Have you ever roasted chestnuts? I've yet to meet a person who's roasted a chestnut. They really
Starbucks
smell that
has
good.
Like a chestnut latte, and I was hesitant because I don't know what a chestnut tastes like.
Allison, have you had a chestnut latte?
I haven't had a chestnut latte.
Not even for the holiday season?
No. I did think that I hated pumpkin, and I accidentally got one a pumpkin cold brew, and I loved it.
Christmas miracle.
That is a Christmas miracle.
It is a Christmas miracle.
When we talked about this earlier, Lorenzo said we needed one Christmas miracle, and the miracle that he wanted was Norm MacDonald to be on with an hour's notice.
Holiday special has to have a Christmas miracle or a Christmas surprise. Some point in the proceedings where the protagonist is like, wow, I really love Christmas because this happened.
Hmm.
Because that would make a difference.
I mean, the biggest guest that I could get on such short notice was Charlie Hume, so I don't think that Norm's going to make it.
I feel like you still have a little bit of time. I mean, are you tapped out?
Well, no. So this is the thing. You said that you wanted to do this holiday spectacular because you wanted to talk to us about holiday shopping.
That's not true.
So I came and you know, people don't need to know what time it is, but it is like, it's dark out here. It's well into the night. And we came in just to do this holiday spectacular for Allison. And you're not really giving very much.
First of all, Eliz always brings me joy. So her being here is the best thing that you could do.
She flew all the way in from Utah to do this today, Allison.
Wow.
I know she did. I know. Not to take anything away from you, Lorenzo, because you also spread joy.
Thank you. But I'm not residing in the Beehive State.
Hmm.
That's so, Utah's nickname.
Why do you know that?
Oh, yeah. Is that why their minor league baseball team is the Salt Lake Bees?
There you go.
Why do you know that?
Oh, I spend a lot of time in Utah.
No, why does Lorenzo know that?
Oh.
Well, I mean, you got to know the nicknames of states.
What are the other nicknames of states that you know? Let's just kind of go very quickly through all the nicknames of states that you know.
Don't do this to me. There's Sunshine State, of course. There's the... Sunshine State.
There's
Golden State.
Stuck.
There's the Grand Canyon State. I know that.
Play the music, please.
Liz, how is Utah?
All right, it's time for another special guest on Allison Turner's Holiday Spectacular. Guest, please identify yourself.
I am Santa Claus's nephew, Juju Gotti.
Oh, wow, Juju.
What's happening, sister?
What's happening?
Nothing. I'm driving back from Miami right now to Atlanta. I just want to
tell you
a happy holidays and plenty of Mary J. Blige more. Oh, Mary J. Blige is in your stocking this Christmas.
Juju, you're going back to the peach state.
What'd you say?
You're going back to the peach state.
Oh, yeah, back to the peach state. I go.
Juju, you know that Lorenzo claims to know the nicknames of all the states, but so far has only said three. The Peach State, the Sunshine State, and the whatever the other one was.
Wait. I remember this one because of Nelly. The Show Me State.
Ah.
Missouri.
It doesn't surprise me that Lorenzo doesn't know. I'm still mad at Lorenzo. I don't know. Who is Lorenzo? I don't know Lorenzo.
What?
Wow. Wait, hold on, guys. We can't have these beefs going on during the holiday season. I think that it's our job here to squash all these beefs in the name of the holidays.
I don't know. Feliz Navidad. Lorenzo ruined my holidays. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Wow.
How did I do that?
Because you vetoed my trays, you son
of a gun. Yes, that's right.
Wait,
yes,
what?
Merry Christmas to me, and I lost by 1 point.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Juju, if it's any consolation, I also got knocked out.
Yeah, but you're bad at fantasy.
Gutierrez.
I was rooting for Izzy.
Listen, you guys
try
to overrun the league with anarchy. I have to maintain control. And look, I'm not going to. That's it. You did your job. I'm gone. I'm out.
Yes.
No more commissionership.
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Get him out of here.
Get
out
of here.
The important Allison, the most beautiful woman in the world. You who are everything to me. You have the juice, the sauce. You are an inspiration to me. You've sent me nothing but positivity every time you've ever spoken to me. And I appreciate you, and I'm so happy to be a part of your life.
Aw, that's the sweetest thing, Juju.
No problem, Bob.
You're an inspiration.
All right, thank you, Juju. Drive safe.
Yes,
Juju,
ma'am.
I love you. Merry Christmas. I'm sorry.
Allison, are you feeling any more of the holiday cheer now after talking to Juju or no?
I mean, you're making me out to be this super negative person. It's unfair.
What do you mean?
Unfair.
You kind of move.
All right, let's keep things moving along here on Allison Turner's Holiday Spectacular. We're joined now by yet another guest. Yes, you are joined by Allison, me, Billy, Elizabeth from Bristol, and Lorenzo Rodriguez. Welcome to Allison's Holiday Spectacular.
Hello. How is everyone?
I'm good.
Oh, yes. It's JT.
No.
It's the young JT.
This is still the greatest compliment I've ever gotten, Allison, and I cannot thank you enough.
So for everybody who doesn't know Allison's inside joke that she's doing right now on this podcast, this is Charlie Kravitz from HQ and also from the Lorenzone, which was our lowest-rated Mystery Crate episode ever. Just to catch you up, Charlie, on what's going on, Allison wanted to do a holiday special. We tried to do it. She wanted to talk about shopping. She's yet to talk about shopping. And Lorenzo has told us that he knows the nicknames to every state, and that's where we're at.
Hey, Billy, do you know how you say hello in Hawaiian?
How do you say hello in Hawaiian, Lorenzo?
The Aloha State. That's another one.
I love it.
He got
Charlie. I'm putting the over-under at Lorenzo's total state knowledge at 12 and a half at most.
No, he's on the internet looking it up already because we stopped for him to do this because he told us he knew them all, and he did three. And then we brought in Juju Gotti to kind of slow things down a little bit, and since then he's gone on the computer and looked some more up.
Yeah, I'm going back through my encyclopedic knowledge and reminding myself of all the license plates I've seen. Mostly northeast, the eastern coast, so like the Empire State. That's one I've been
to. How about the
lot.
Land of Lincoln, Lorenzo?
Ooh, that's Nebraska.
No, it's Illinois.
Which is
also... What? Which is also... It is Illinois.
Oh, my God.
Charlie, we brought you to try to spread some holiday cheer with Allison because she's been a little down in the dumps, and she was talking about sleep today, and she was super down about sleep. Yeah.
Can you picture me saying, Billy, I really want to do a holiday spectacular so I can get into the holiday spirit?
Is that not what happened?
That's wonderful.
Charlie, do you think that that's what happened?
I mean, here's the thing. Me and Allison can connect over one thing. We are fellow members of the tribe on Christmas, which it's a special thing where the self-deprecation goes up, family bickering goes up. You secretly just end up celebrating Christmas anyway when you get all the presents, but you feel sort of an obligation to pretend you're slightly more Jewish than you are. It's a delicate balance. So I'm with Allison on sort of the holiday mood swings up and down.
I have a question for you guys. Of the Hanukkah traditions and rituals, what's your favorite, if any?
Hmm. Oh, my God. I might be the worst Jew in the world for this. I literally, when I found out I was doing this podcast, I Googled when Hanukkah started and found out that it was the 22nd. So I'm going to defer to Allison on this one.
Wait a minute. You recently introduced people to the wonders of dreidel.
Oh, yeah, that's actually true. This is the most shocking thing ever. Charlie Hugh is probably the waspiest person I know. I mean, listeners to this podcast know him as Old Money Charlie. This past weekend, we got, I don't know, a few too many Jamesons in him, and the dude became obsessed with dreidel.
Hmm.
The song?
No, playing dreidel. He had a handful of gelfs. And organized about five people at my apartment around our tiny dinner table and played dreidel for about an hour and 15 minutes with people from the HQ staff.
Was he very competitive about it?
He was literally, I thought he was going to flip the table when he lost to his sister.
By the way, it's Jewish gelt, G-E-L-T, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All right. Thank you, Charlie Kravitz. I feel like you did a good job of bringing up Allison's holiday cheer.
I love you all. Have a happy holidays.
Thank you.
Wait, so is this a non-denominational holiday special?
Well, right now the members of the tribe are outnumbering the folks who celebrate Christmas on this call.
Really?
60% to 40%. So I would say we're maybe doing a little Hanukkah-ish right now.
Allison, are you ready for a Hanukkah spectacular? Or are you cool with us just doing non-denominational stuff?
I don't even know what's happening. I really don't.
How much of this do you think actually sees the light of day?
I would say none.
Allison, you might not be down for the holidays, but I think I have a holiday that's right up your alley.
Ooh.
Have you heard? This is not Christmas. This is not Hanukkah. This is not Kwanzaa. This is not Festivus. Yes, that's a holiday. I celebrate that as well.
You do not.
This is the age-old tradition of Krampusnacht. Krampusnacht is a holiday that's celebrated in parts of Austria, Italy, and southern Bavaria, Allison. And whereas Christmas has been bastardized, and they put this jolly fat man Santa Claus as its figurehead, Krampusnacht has Krampus, this evil fur, cloven-hooved demon that goes around, and whereas Santa rewards the good children and brings them gifts, Krampus will come and steal and whip the nasty, naughty children.
I mean, I just don't know what's happening.
Krampus now. All right, so you don't want the jolly. I'm giving you the
so many calls with Lorenzo.
I'm giving you the maniacal holiday of Krampus now. I'm trying here, Allison.
He is trying, Allison.
I know. I appreciate that.
Are you going to celebrate Krampusnacht?
Krampusnacht. Not.
I can't.
I mean, we're a little late. It was December 5th, but I'm sure if you go to Austria, there might be still pictures of Krampus all around. They made a movie of Krampus. They've also bastardized Krampus, too.
Twice does it ever stop. Just don't.
What date is Krampusnacht, Lorenzo?
Krampusnacht is December 5th, usually.
Mm. So we're late this year. I guess next year.
Yeah,
you're basically telling me about a holiday that just passed and nothing I can do with it.
He's a beautiful devil here. He's got like a tongue sticking out.
Who, Krampus?
What is happening?
Yeah, he's sticking this little fat kid into a wicker basket to steal away. Some other little girl here has like, she's about to get chained. Yeah, Krampus is an evil man.
Allison, you know what that means? It's time for Lorenzo's top 10 holiday movies.
Well, before that, you would think Idaho's a potato state. They're actually the gem state. Well, I don't know why. Gems? Come on. We know they're the potatoes. That's what they do. They're the potato people. Allison, can you name any holiday movie? They're all over on, like, the Hallmark Network now. Lifetime has a few going on. I forget which is the network that has them, like, plastered wall to wall. But they're everywhere. Can you name a holiday movie that you actually have sat through and enjoyed?
You know what I like? It's actually kind of sad, though, is The Family Stone. I like that movie.
The Family Stone?
That movie's bad.
I know it is. I know.
My favorite holiday movie is Home Alone.
Wow.
Allison, have you seen Gremlins?
Yeah, a long time ago. Don't like it.
Yeah, unlike what people say, Gremlins, and like what they say with it with Die Hard is questionable. Gremlins, totally a Christmas movie. They give the kid a Mogwai, the little stuffed toy-looking thing for a Christmas present. And then, of course, he disregards all the rules. And there's that one scene where, what's her name? The really cute girl starts talking about how her dad died during Christmas. Really gets you right in the mood.
That sounds horrible in terms of getting you in the Christmas mood.
Yeah, it
mood.
Sounds so bad. So bad.
I'm not doing a good job on this, am I?
Allison, have,
no,
you, done,
you're not.
Have you done all your holiday shopping?
I mean, that's another thing. I really don't. I was thinking of getting some of the people that I work with now a gift, but I thought that may be weird because I'm working with them for 5 minutes, I don't really get Christmas.
Do your new coworkers do they know you yet, or you still haven't really shown yourself to them?
But like, really know you
exactly? Like, are they aware of everything that is Allison?
I think Kareem knows me a little bit because we work together, but he maybe. Probably knows, I would say, a little bit, but not really.
Ray knows you, and Ray already hates that he knows you. Yeah. Like, he's regretting hiring you, I would say.
Oh, Ray's a saint.
Why don't you call Ray and ask him if he's regretting hiring me?
You really think it's a good idea for me to call your boss at 9 o'clock at night to bring him on to your holiday spectacular that you're completely disinterested in and ask him if he regrets hiring you? Like, you think that's a good move?
Might be funny. Hey, Liz, what do you think?
Didn't you start this as a ghost, Lorenzo?
No, I'm just giddy because I feel a Christmas surprise coming.
You have a Christmas surprise coming?
Is it Norm?
You had Ray there as a surprise.
No, how would I get Ray? We mentioned him like a second ago. I'm not texting him at this hour, asking him to call in to do this.
It was
Allison
leading
interview.
Up to that. Why didn't you get Ray? Ray would have done this.
Really, why can't you admit that this was your idea? You pressed to do this. We were talking about doing a podcast, released the tape, and then you said holiday spectacular. So I don't even know where that came from.
Non-denominational.
This may be the worst thing we've ever done.
It's so bad. And every
worse
time
than
you
Lorenzo.
Play the music, I laugh because it's so stupid.
What do you mean?
Allison, what makes a good holiday gift? You've purchased a
Billy,
number of
what about a phone? What?
a good you've purchased a number of really good gifts. You've given me. I still have the Star Wars blueprint book that you bought me, and I got really emotional. I got it. I was like, this is a really thoughtful gift. So what makes a good gift?
You, Liz, is the best gift giver I know.
No, you are.
No, you're way better.
No, you
are. But we have the same philosophy. It's get a gift for somebody that they wouldn't buy themselves, right?
Yeah, and something that's, like, meaningful.
Yeah.
But yes. The primary thing is something that they would love but would never, like, spend the money on themselves.
Allison, what's the most money that you would spend on yourself?
Ooh, treat yourself.
I mean, that's a really tough question.
Because I feel like you're someone that would be difficult to get a gift with under those parameters because you buy yourself lavish things.
But that's why I think the gift for Allison isn't about, like, how luxurious it is. It's about how, like, thoughtful it is.
Right. A gift could be great, and it could be $2. It could be super thoughtful, meaningful. I don't know how to answer that because I don't really buy myself a birthday gift or a Christmas. Like, I don't buy myself gifts, but I will spend on something that I
do you want. Do you buy yourself, like, 8 Hanukkah gifts every year?
No, I've never celebrated Hanukkah in my life. I think when I was, like, 7 years old, one time my mom was like, you're getting a Hanukkah gift, but I have no recollection of celebrating Hanukkah or any real holiday growing up.
Is that why you don't appreciate holidays and you don't have holiday cheer?
I'm just not a holiday person. I don't know if it's because I didn't really
know holiday. What if we could
have,
like, one of the current standing holidays?
What about what?
Into, like, your Christmas. What if we then, like, amp up, I don't know, Groundhog Day or Arbor Day?
There are people that are holiday people and there are people that are not. I'm in the not category.
All right, Allison, in an attempt to get your holiday cheer up, we have one more guest. Do you want to guess who it is?
I don't want to guess.
All right, guest, reveal yourself.
Hello, Allison. It's me, your friend Pablo, calling from inside of a Dwayne Reed.
That's right. My holiday spirit is lifted. It's all removed.
I am
happy.
So excited to be sharing in this cheer. I will repeat that I'm inside of a Dwayne Reed. So if you hear someone kick me out of a Dwayne Reed, it's because I'm inside of a Dwayne Reed.
We have a new spot.
It is truly impossible to hear what you're saying, but assuming you can hear me, I'd like to read from a card that I found in the greeting card aisle. This card is titled, Sending You Healing Thoughts. Allison, believe that there is promise in the dawn of every day, new perspectives, strength, and healing to inspire and light the way. For as the morning sun appears, new hope is rising too, bringing unexpected miracles we need to help us through. So believe in all the promise every new day has to share, and know that when you need me, you can count on me to kick you.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
That was wonderful.
That was beautiful, Pablo.
Thank you, Pablo, for calling in and trying to bring up Allison's holiday spirit.
I hope that worked.
It did work.
I got to be honest with you. I thought that your phone died, so I thought we were just going to have to end. Pablo, this is Allison's holiday spectacular, and it's been anything but spectacular so far. And the longer we go, the less she seems to care about the holidays.
Stop. I'm just not a holiday person.
But
Pablo,
Allison,
are you in the holiday spirit?
Absolutely. I am in the holiday spirit. I am once again in a Dwayne Reed, and behind me, you might be able to hear the dulcet tones of, I believe, like a Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, nothing says holidays like Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, specifically the Jr., Harry Connick Sr., noted Scrooge, with the Jr. all about
what
it.
What is, Pablo, what
hey,
is
Allison,
your favorite
Allison.
Part of the holidays?
Oh. My favorite part of the holidays is the decoration of my fake Christmas tree.
Wow.
Which I love. I don't know when it became, like, popular, but I feel like I was ahead of the curve on the fake Christmas tree. You guys have real or fake Christmas trees?
I have a real Christmas tree. Allison and Elizabeth are Jewish, so I don't think they have any Christmas trees.
I came to the realization that year that if I had one, I would go fake.
I had a fake one growing up.
I would definitely go fake. It's cleaner.
Very good when you have cats.
Hmm.
Ooh, because do the cats just pee on the real one? Is that what happens?
They jump off, they try to topple it, take it down, they mess with the ornaments. Allison, maybe that's what you can do also. What we started doing is collecting an ornament for every year. Every year we add a new ornament to kind of commemorate that year, kind of keep them. We kind of send some to her, to my wife's family. My parents send us one. Maybe you go with a non-holiday tree.
Pablo, why do you like a fake tree versus a real tree?
Oh, man. I mean, number one, like, the sheer... I mean, this is a sad reason, but cleanup is so much easier. Like, I am living a sustainable holiday lifestyle. I store the tree. The tree sheds very little. I know exactly the size it's going to be. I can predict how all my ornaments are going to hang from it. It is entirely within my control. I don't have to go outside and drag a tree or hire someone to drag a tree for me. It is reliable. It is absolutely the best and easiest way to get a Christmas tree. And the only thing I miss is, of course, the smell. But, you know, you get a candle for that.
All right, we're about to be joined by, I think, our final guest of the evening. Final guest of the evening to Allison Turner's Holiday Spectacular. Identify yourself.
Hey, what's up, Addison?
Is that Wally? Wait.
That's right.
Is it Wally?
That's me. It's Wally.
All right, welcome, Wally. You're joining Elizabeth.
Wally.
You're joining Elizabeth, Allison, Pablo, and Lorenzo. For those of you who don't know, Wally used to work at the Clevelander.
Oh, what's up, Wally?
Pablo, what's going on with you in this tree, man? Like, y'all Christmas sounds terrible, man.
How dare you? How?
I have turned immediately on Wally.
Wally, I retract my previous greeting. I do not care what's up with you at all.
Hey, man, listen. I have cats, and they don't do that type of stuff. Allison, all you need to do is get some coquito. Give it to your cat. You'll be drunk on Christmas.
Oh, wow.
That's the Puerto Rican Dominican version of
really?
Yes.
Wally, can you explain for everyone who doesn't know what coquito is, what coquito is?
So, I don't know. In America, y'all drink eggnog, right? So
hold on, guys. I'm being kicked out of Duane Reade because I've been informed that they're closing.
Right.
I didn't realize you guys were closing. That's all right. Take care.
Thank you, Pablo.
All right, Pablo. Allison.
Yeah.
You need to drink coquito.
Yes.
It'll change your life.
I do?
Yes, it'll change your life. You like cookies. You like stuff like that. So coquito, great. And it goes well with cats.
Goes great with cats.
It's so rude. Like,
I'm glad Wally got to it because it is delicious. It means little coconut. It's delicious. It's Puerto Rican.
No,
I had a cousin-in-law who would make it every year, and she would wrap it up and sell it, and it would sell like hotcakes. It's rum, cinnamon. See? Wally, what else is in there? Like some leche condensada.
See, man, this guy speaks to my soul. Addison, you need to try this. It'll change your life.
We're not friends, my friend.
Wow. I don't understand.
Are you surprised?
We were doing so well on the holiday spirit meter, and now it says that you're telling people you're not friends with them.
He just
like, I don't understand this.
Me. Did you not hear it?
I didn't.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
What did he say?
Oh, yes. He knows what he did. He knows what he did.
Like,
what's
I wanted to get you,
next
I wanted
thing
to
say something about
sweater, but
a sweater.
I think I'm going to get you coquito. You want an ugly sweater?
She has ugly sweaters already.
Exactly. Those are not sweaters. The windbreakers.
No,
What's happening? Oh,
this is really going sideways.
I'm still here. Hey, look, I have a question.
I was wondering if you were still there,
Pablo. Oh, my God, Pablo's still here. I am
inexplicably, absolutely still a part of this call. I'm currently standing in the doorway of a building next to Duane Reade I was just kicked out of. So, Allison, who has been your favorite guest on your holiday spectacular so far?
Oh, definitely.
Easily Pablo. Although I love E-Liz.
Wow.
Wally, can you hear
me? Pablo and E-Liz.
Wow.
Hey, no, Wally, hear that, buddy? Eat it. Eat that along with your coquitos. Eat that.
That is terrible. Addison, you know what? I'm disappointed in you. Who smoked you in the Cleveland? Who made fun of your ugly socks? Who made you laugh at the Cleveland?
Wow.
Wait, you didn't get a chair at the Cleveland? Who got you a chair? Pablo wasn't there.
Pablo didn't get you a chair, Allison.
Hell no. Pablo making no guest appearance and just leave. Just use you guys. I was there for you guys. Addison, shame on you.
Wow.
Wow. He really got heated fast. I don't know what happened.
Things have really taken a turn here, friends.
I know.
And unfortunately, I feel like we're coming to the end of Allison Turner's Holiday Spectacular. Allison, do you feel like you're any closer to getting the holiday vibes?
No, I don't.
Wow.
Is that bad?
Do you feel like we accomplished anything today?
A little bit.
Do you have any final messages?
Lorenzo?
Any final thoughts? Anyone you want to thank that joined you today?
Everybody. E-Liz, Lorenzo, JT, Pablo, Wally, Mean.
Charlie Hume. All right. I also want to thank everybody for joining us and taking time out of your busy schedule to get Allison in the holiday mood. Unfortunately, it seems like this year we failed. Allison,
Oregon, the Beaver State. Forgot about that one.
Drink coquito, change your life.
All right. Let's just go around the room since we're all talking over each other with our final thoughts. E-Liz, we'll start with you. Final thoughts.
Allison, I can't wait to volunteer with you to really round out your holiday season in Connecticut. You're the best.
Wally, final thoughts?
I think Addison is terrible now. Hope you get your Christmas spirits back and drink some coquito.
Jeez. All right. Pablo, final thoughts?
Yes. A happy holiday to all of you. Except for Wally, who I now officially hate.
Lorenzo, final thoughts?
Allison, I really thought Krampusnacht would do the trick, but I do hope whether you celebrate or don't celebrate any holiday, I hope you have a wonderful and fantastic new year. You're a fantastic person, a wonderful, beautiful person. We miss you dearly.
Wow.
And I hate the rest of you guys.
Allison?
Except Liz.
Really emotional.
Cool. She hates being called Liz. Don't call her that. Allison, final thoughts?
I'm humbled. This is very kind. Everyone's very sweet.
All right. Happy holidays, everyone. We'll talk to you next holiday.